Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God hasn't changed. He's still working miracles in our lives. In fact, each and every one of us who've accepted Jesus are a true miracle because He's in the process of transforming our lives. Praise God. Well, I bless you, dear ones. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message. We're talking about knowing God's will for our life, not only for the long term, but also short term. And as I say and have said, the times we're living in are very serious. People are desperate. Those that don't know the Lord, these have been difficult days that we're living in. Days, last year, I mean, it's been very hard. Many people have suffered a great amount of loss in terms of business and income and loved ones. And so it has been very difficult. And so hearts are receptive and open where they have not been before. And that's why I think sometimes the crises that happen in our lives, even the natural disasters, I mean, I've heard wonderful testimonies of people pulling together whole neighborhoods, uniting to be a help, whatever the issue, whatever the need is. And so there's something about suffering and tragedy, it brings people together, or it should. That's the normal response, to help one another. You know, the pioneer spirit we had in this country when people forged into a new land that was wrought with many dangers. They didn't know what they were going to find, and sometimes a hostile environment and inclement weather, and they tried to eke out a living with farming or ranching. I mean, they had to depend on one another. And that principle has not changed. In our modern life, our society, especially in America, independence is seen as strength. You know, you don't need anybody to do practical things, or emotionally, psychologically, you're just fine all by yourself. Well, that's not God's way, because He's got a family. And even though there are many dysfunctional families today, God's example He's given to us, it's a husband and a wife and children, that would be whether they're natural children or adopted children, where they are nurtured and loved and cared for. It's a very intimate unit, that of a family. And so spiritually, we also should be that way. You know, I think sometimes people like to attend large churches because they can remain somewhat anonymous. You know, they can just fulfill their spiritual duty. They can feel good, their conscience, they've gone to church, and they're, you know, giving tithes or whatever. However, God, they're in their own fashion of being obedient to God. But relationship, you cannot take the place of relationship. I know when I first came to the Lord, as I started volunteering and then working in the office, Sister Norma, she was a tremendous prayer warrior. I learned so much through her. And also, I mean, she was someone who had actually listened to me. And I hadn't had that experience before. We would share thoughts and ideas and talk about scripture and spiritual things. I mean, nothing can replace that. You know, maybe God is moving on your life to open your home, perhaps, if that's a possibility, a realistic possibility, where you could have a group of ladies over, or have couples over for a Bible study. Whatever God might be moving on your heart, if you just have these little thoughts come by, well, then you ought to pray and seek God regarding it. Confirmation is important, and He'll do that in ways. As you're waiting on Him, He'll bring it too. You don't have to go hunt it up, okay? And so regardless of whatever God has for you, you should study God's word to be prepared for whatever service that he would have you render to him and for the work of the kingdom. 2 Timothy 2:15 states, "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman," we're workmen, we're his workmanship. We're his workmanship. He's working on us. And then we are also workmen, just as real as in the time of Nehemiah when they were building the wall, the time of Haggai, they were building the temple, the foundation being laid. We are workers. We are workmen that don't need to be ashamed, that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And beloved, it is the Holy Spirit that will give you understanding. Yes, God uses anointed teachers wonderfully, those that believe the whole counsel of God, that believe in the miraculous. Jesus hasn't changed. He didn't stop healing people. He didn't stop saving people. He is just the same today, yesterday, and forever. So if you want to know Jesus, as you read the Word of God, as you read the Gospels, you'll see how he was moved with compassion. And it wasn't syrupy agape. He knew how to be firm. He told Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He was not, of course, addressing Peter, although Peter had acquiesced in thought to Satan's suggestions. He had a close relationship with the Lord, so the devil probably thought, if he can give Peter maybe to suggest an easier way, that perhaps the Lord would fall for that. Of course, our Lord was perfect. He never sinned. And of course, he didn't do anything that would offend the Father. He was always seeking to do the Father's will. And so we need to know God's word. And if you really want to know as well as experience God's perfect will for your life, then you must be in prayer and in studying and searching the word of God. That's how he speaks to us many times. Have you had a scripture ever just jump out at you? Well, that's because the Holy Spirit is quickening that to you. And prayer, obviously, it can be a set time of being alone with God, shut up in your closet of prayer, wherever that is, or you can pray wherever you are. You know, when it talks about praying without ceasing, well, obviously, your spirit is continually connected to the Lord. You're very sensitive to his guidance, to what he might be showing you. You're just sensitive. You just aren't oblivious. And that's, I think, what it means to pray always. Your spirit's always at prayer. You can pray wherever you go, any time of the day. I mean, there's times you can't be praying out loud, like at work. That wouldn't work. But God knows your heart, and it's in the secret place, right, of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. That's where you abide, and he's covering you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall trust. And prayer, beloved, is just more than you talking to the Lord. It opens up a two-way communication between you and God. And one of the things I remember, "Lord, I don't hear his voice. I want to hear your voice, Lord. Please let me hear your voice." Well, he speaks to us out of the Word of God. And now, this is just me, trust me. This is a subjective thought. But it seems like men, God deals with men, they actually more or less hear that still small voice, those quiet words spoken. Whereas I found in my life, I mean, he's done that emphatically a few times, so it would be unmistakable what he was saying. But many times it's just a thought. And as I shared once before, I think on the broadcast, Jesus said he only did those things he saw the Father do. It's like, what's up with that? What does that mean? I mean, Jesus is on the earth. He's in a physical body as he was speaking these words when he was with his disciples. And God was in heaven. Of course, God's everywhere, of course. But it's like, I thought, you know what? It's just a thought. Many times I'm asking for something easy, and it's just the easiest way to do something, the fastest way, and I just think of it. I mean, it's not that I'm the Lord saying, "I want you, my child, to go into that room." It's not. So this has just been a very practical week, this week and last week, sharing how God does move, because it seems so mysterious. I mean, when I was a new Christian, all these people, "Well, God told me this, and God told me that." And it's like, God's not telling me anything. I don't, what's wrong with me? I don't know if any of you can relate, but I want you to be confident that he's going to communicate with you. He wants to communicate with you more than you want to communicate with him. Okay. So just take a deep breath, relax, and know that as you pray, he will open up thoughts to you. Or sometimes even when you're not thinking of nothing, this thought will pop in your mind. Well, guess what? Where do you suppose that comes from? Now, of course, there's the thoughts of our own carnal nature. There's those negative thoughts. You can always tell something from the devil because it's ugly, it's sad, it's depressing, it's pessimistic, it's negative. Yep, those are the things he specializes in. But beloved, every child of God should be so familiar with the Word of God that we are unconquerable. That's what I was talking about, a triumphant attitude. Do we fall down at times? Of course. Yes, but when we stumble, God lifts us up. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I'm not sure where that's from, but that's from my repository of scripture somewhere. I don't know. But the point is, that is absolutely true. It's one of the minor prophets, I think. Anyway, so by being sensitive and led by the Holy Spirit, your continuous prayers are like incense before the Lord. We know they're from the book of Revelation. And you can constantly know his will for your life, even in those small daily choices. So we can be unconquerable with the Word of God as we are familiar with it. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm watching the clock and it's time to bring this broadcast to a close, but not without me telling you how much, very much I love you. I pray for you every day. And for those who write in, my partners, those who actually share requests or new people writing, I am very diligent in terms of prayer. It's a very serious subject. It's a sacred trust that God has placed for this ministry between God's people and myself, for Brother Glass years ago. So I love you. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information if you like the convenience of email. I do suggest I will confirm and pray for you, but if you'd like a personal response, I invite you to share your mailing address. All right, until next time, well, with the Lord's help, we will perhaps conclude knowing the will of God on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.